Hey, it's Jim Jefferies. Watch new episodes of our latest video podcast, I Don't Know About That. Each week we'll find out who knows more about a new topic, me, a comedian, or an actual expert. Watch now for free on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 13.
Guys, follow close behind. We're not letting this one get away again.
Sir.
Hilarious how they call me sir. I really haven't done anything. But, yeah, here we are. Our lab. Got a couple of people there who are dying to meet you. That sounds like one of those horrible Bond villain gags, doesn't it? Dying to meet you. Like, because it has dying in it, it's some kind of threat. We don't need to make threats, Walker. I really thought you and me were friends, but after what you just pulled... Home sweet lab. You know, despite what Charlie's told you, it's not true that we need you alive. All we actually need is for the device to be registering some brain activity, so it thinks you're alive. All we need is your brainstem, really. We could cut the rest out and just leave a tiny bit of residual activity there, and we could use the device as much as we wanted. I mean, I know, it's gross, right? But that's how it is. I wanted to keep you alive. Frankly, we might have been more inclined to leave you with a bit more brain if you hadn't just tried that little stunt. But I'm sure Charlie's been teaching you well. And Marianne and Charlie, I mean, sisters, man. They don't always get on, and when they don't, it's moida.
Walker? Walker, I'm so sorry, Walker. I thought I could get you out of there. Walker, they've got Emma, Kerr and Paul as they were coming into the city. I don't even know if Paul's alive. I can't let them get you all. I just can't. I have to protect the world first, no matter what the cost. Walker, I'm so sorry.
To be honest, right, I never thought it would be this easy. I mean, when Marianne told me about it, I thought, nah, that'll never work. I won't be able to pull it off. But she believed in me. That's the thing, Walker, you know? You've got to have someone to believe in. Someone who believes in you.
I've got no choice. I'm so sorry. I swore I'd never be like Marianne. I hate how she's become. I hate her. I swore I'd never have that disregard for human life, but I'm going to have to do it. Cover your ears, Walker. I'm setting off an EMP.
Come in.
Help. Help me.
Walker, stand up. Come on. Stand up. That's it. Start moving. Back the way you came.
What happened? Everything stopped.
It's you and me now, Walker. Just like it was at the start. I hit the switch. It was the only way. You've got to bring the device to me here in Geneva. Don't expect to hit your lift. I didn't mean it to happen this way, but she had... daisy-chained the signals. I've just blacked out Europe. Walk towards the exit. It's on your right. I know it's dark and things are... I know you are in danger. You have to listen to my voice. I can get you out of there. Thank goodness my connection to you is shielded. All the electronics in the city are fried. And the device... Yep, take it with you. I can talk to you through the implant in your skull. But if you get too far from the device, it'll stop working and I won't be able to talk to you anymore. Keep walking, that's it. Through the door. Are you hurt? Your vitals are okay. Elevated heart rate. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. Walk towards the end of the corridor. Grab your earpiece on the way. See it on the tray? Better if no one else knows I can talk to you without it. Keep moving towards the light. Quickly. Very quickly, Walker.
Gents, this way, stay close together. That's right. Just another Inverness event. Very distressing, but we know how to handle it. This way, medical station, second on the left.
The burn can't support you, Walker, as long as you stay in that crowd. They're crawling all over the city, but their systems, the networks of cameras, they're all fried. The secure buildings, all the locks have opened. Good news, Emma and Paul are out. They were being held to the south of the city anyway, so they're on their way. I've told them to wait for you a few miles south. Well, I've told Emma and Paul replied. I think she's angry with me. I know an EMP isn't an ideal solution to any problem, but you have to believe me, Walker. It was better than the alternative.
That's right. This way. Blankets and beds available at the old fire station. For those who can't get home.
Okay, the burn are looking for you. We can't have you wandering through the city not knowing who you'll bump into. I think the best thing is to find you somewhere to lay low for a day or two. Let me see. Oh, I know exactly where you should go. Walker, I have a treat for you. An old colleague of my dad's, Professor Foster, lives in Craigmiller. She loves her routines. This time of day, she'll probably be at the tea shop. Just keep walking and I'll direct you there.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a good stock of candles in and a gas stove to brew up your tea. Lynette's tea shop will be staying open even with this power cut.
There! There she is! The woman in the burgundy felt trilby and the black dress. She was always so stylish. Oh, it's been ages since I've seen her. I used to love it when my dad took me to sit in her office, always full of amazing things. Ammonites and geodes and the insides of clocks and finger bones of saints. I don't know why she had that stuff. She's a neuroscience engineer. Oh, I wish I could talk to her.
You? Don't I recognize you? Yes. Yes, I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do.
I'm sure she doesn't. You don't know Professor Foster, do you?
Yes. Yes. I have it. Third year environmental botany, isn't it? No. Wait. Postdoc in quantum entanglement under Hodges.
What's happened to her?
She thinks everyone's a student. Wait for it. She'll call you Charles in a minute. Or Anne. Or someone else in succession to the throne. I'm Bernie. I look after her. Well, I take her around anyway. Not that the university's paid me since Inverness.
You did come to see me, though, didn't you? Yes. Yes, I know you. I know you did. Oh... I can't remember your name, but I always knew you would be the one to survive.
She does know you, doesn't she? Are you an old student?
Aye, it's all right, ladies. There'll be another batch of dropscones on the way soon. all done on the griddle on our lovely wee Primus stove.
Oh, I know this one. You'd like to come for a walk with me, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Don't fuss, Bernie. I am going for a walk.
Listen, if you do know her, she's got some bloke who has been interviewing her for a magazine or something. Don't know what he can get out of her. American bloke. He's meeting her outside the library. It's just through the park. Could you just walk her there?
That's what I've been telling you. Oh, what's your name? What is your name? No one remembers now, but I know all about it. It did have to be a child. Yes. Yes.
Oh, Professor Forster.
Yes, yes, this way. Towards the library, yes. Now, you did tell me your name. What was it? What was it? Walker! Yes, very good. And you say you knew Professor Emmanuel at Inverness. Robert. Oh, what a fine mind. A brilliant mind. I do look forward to talking to him again. Do you know if he's coming to Edinburgh to lecture again soon?
Oh, probably. Don't tell her my dad is dead. Maybe someone's told her already and she's forgotten. I just... What has happened to her?
Ah, you will have known Lawrence, I suppose. Lawrence, blast, lost his name. Bright chap, constantly talking about television. Don't watch it myself, dreadful thing. Yes, Lawrence. Came to talk to me recently. He was very enthusiastic about the project, you know. Working nights and weekends enough for Robert to give him a few special assignments. He came in on Christmas Day once, I seem to recall, just to spend more time working. Of course, we've all given too much to the project. It did have to be. I couldn't get the ethical committee, you know, to approve my research application. So I just took the tablets and injected myself with the thing. Prove my point. It did provide a neural interface of just the kind I was hoping. I think it's had some unanticipated long-term consequences, I'm afraid. My blasted memory, I...
She always was a relentless self-experimenter. I haven't seen her for a while. I didn't know she...
Ah, there he is. Nice American chap. Asks lots of questions. Can't give all the answers, though, of course. Hello. Hello, Jackson. Over here. Come and walk to the house with us.
Professor Forster. Walker. Good to see you again.
You've met.
Walker and I go way back. Walker got me out of a village that had gone bad. But I don't think we've seen each other since... Was it Harsham House?
What?
This way, Professor. We're heading to your house, right?
You were never one of my students, were you, Jackson? I forget. You're not a student of mine now, are you? Am I expecting to see a portion of your thesis?
No, Professor Forster. You remember. I just came here to ask you some questions. About the transmitters?
Oh. You're not likely to get those working. Can't you see we've had another Inverness incident? Still, not to worry. I've plenty of candles at home.
We just want to know a little more about how the transmitters work, Professor Forster.
Ah, well, I was never the expert in the transmitters, you see. That was... What was her name? Bogle? Bruegel? Oh, I can't remember. Very brilliant mind. Lost someone in Fort Lauderdale, poor thing. Moved to London with that boyfriend. Why do they always get distracted by the boyfriend? And so often, the boyfriend is a marine biologist. Peculiar. Why on earth would you want to talk about the transmitters anyway? They're far from the most interesting part of the project. You should ask about the machine learning.
You should ask him why he's not dead and thrown in a bog like we thought.
Walker and I bumped into some of those transmitters, in fact, a little while ago. Didn't we, Walker? When Walker and I last met, it was at Harsham House. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes, I think something was tested there.
That's right. They performed some tests there, especially on the transmitters. I knew it as soon as we got there. I stayed behind to investigate. Thought I had a big story, but turned out it was only a piece of the puzzle. Still, some of the equipment was manufactured in your lab in Edinburgh. So here I am.
And have you told Walker here? Why, you want to know?
I'm a journalist, working for a big news site. Can't say which.
Oh, Jackson, even I don't believe that. Walker, I'm sure you've worked it out already, haven't you? Lovely Jackson here is CIA. Oh, yes. Go on denying it as long as you like. You're a journalist, but you haven't reported a single thing since we've been talking. You're a writer, but look at your alert stance and healthy tan. Nope. CIA.
I've
been searching for Jackson in all the databases I can find. Nothing. No bylines for newspapers, but not even any passport or driving license records. She's right. Professor Foster always was 10 miles ahead of everyone else.
It's all right. Walker and I can keep a secret, can't we? Now. Come in. Sit here. I'll get some tea.
Professor, it's possible we're both here to ask you about the same thing.
It's not. I just wanted you to stay at Foster's place for a night or two. She might let you look at her gourd collection.
Ah, look. It's nice to be well prepared, isn't it? Bernie stocked up the larder for me after the first power cut in Inverness. Lots of dried food, huge drums of water, and this nice wee camping stove. Reminds me of those trips to the Hebrides with my first husband back in 68. So, Lapsang Souchong? Earl Grey?
Professor Foster, if you'll just listen for a moment, it's really vital that we understand what's going on here. We know that someone is orchestrating the carrying of these boxes. Cards on the table, Walker. That's why I hooked up with your party in the first place. To find out more. And we know that the transmitter I found at Harsham House has something to do with the long-term plan. We want to be on the right side here, Professor Foster. What's going on?
Not Lapsang, Souchong. Definitely not. Not with your complexion. Maybe Oolong, though. I think I have a box.
Professor Foster, this is very serious.
Oh, I know precisely how serious it is. They wouldn't have sent the Walker if it weren't, believe you me. It's the most serious thing to have happened in around 200,000 years.
Sniper! Down on the ground!
Oh, why?
Is there a back way out of this house? Quickly!
Yes, through the garden!
Hurry!
I can see him! One lone marksman on the roof of the house opposite. Must be an operative of the burn. I don't know how they tracked you down, Walker.
You sure do attract an interesting audience, Walker. If we can get underground, we should be okay. Sewers, tunnels.
That one was close.
You should go underground. If you want to know what we did, but... Oh, Walker, you don't want to know, really, do you? It couldn't have been done any other way, I'm afraid. Bartle Bogle, that's why she left.
What? Where underground? I've been asking you for weeks now about your experiment... If it's safe, let's go. This guy's not going to give up until Walker's dead. Walker, you stick to the shadows here. Come on, Prof. I'll help you.
Walker, I think that sniper's not... I've been analyzing the bullet trajectories. I don't think he's aiming for you.
Oh, God, Professor.
Walker, I... I'm bleeding. Walker, I... Walker, I'm sorry. You have to... Walker, remember that she lies. She lies so much better than you ever could.
I can't see anyone after us.
No, they're not. No one's been after you since you left the professor. I'm sure that's who they were after. That sniper probably didn't even know you're the walker that Lawrence is looking for.
She was a good woman, you know. Crazy as hell, but good. I'm sorry, she... I've been trying to get information out of her for weeks. Came down to Edinburgh on horseback after Harsham. I really thought I'd found the answers. But they just lead to more questions. Someone was transmitting some kind of signal at Harsham. I think it's designed to make us more suggestible, more pliable. Listen, Walker, I'll level with you. Prof was right. I am CIA. We've been monitoring the project at the university for a while now. We've got our ways of finding out what's going on. After all, intercepting the communications of non-US citizens isn't against the Constitution. I was sent in to befriend you. We know that you're carrying something important, military technology. But some of the information about it, our best NSA hackers can't get anywhere near it. Someone designed the security on those things tighter than we've ever seen.
Good.
You do see, though, don't you, Walker, that it's not just about Inverness now. Not about a little local difficulty in Scotland. The world needs to know what you're carrying. If the people you're in touch with can set off an EMP, what can't they do?
Don't tell him anything, Walker. We don't even know if he is who he says he is. And it's not as if he knows how to defeat Soleil. Feels weird calling her that. Better than Marianne, though. I can pretend she's not my sister.
This is where the professor said the entrance to the tunnel was.
There are four people approaching. You need to hide somewhere.
Ah, there it is. If you didn't know it was here, you'd never think to look. Perfect camouflage. It's even got plants growing out of the hatch entrance here.
Is there someone there? Between those trees? This is a restricted military area.
Come on then, Walker. Prof said this would take us clean out of Edinburgh. Close the door behind you. Fiat Lux. And there was light. We can turn off our flashlights. Well, this place looks, looks like a Cold War bunker. Except the power's still on, even after the EMP. Can even see how far that tunnel stretches. Looks like it goes on for miles. Plus the side branches. Best get walking. At the very least, if there's an entrance at the far side, we should be clear out to Milton Bridge by the time we've walked it. Strange, though. Security cameras everywhere. Looks like they've still got power going to them. That's an odd priority for an emergency generator.
Even stranger. I've just got access to all the feeds from those cameras. I don't know how. It just popped open on my screen here. I can see you.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.